as you exhale, settling deeper into the body. Noticing if you're holding any tension and softening around the edges of that. Letting go of any hopes or fears about your meditation practice. Placing your mind on the breath at the nostrils. Getting in the habit of any thoughts that arise, just releasing them immediately. just allowing your mind to rest on the rhythm of the breath. In order to definitely emerge from this mental state of cyclic existence, we have to become disenchanted with the way things presently are. You have to develop a realistic view . So often we push away thoughts about suffering because that isn't what we think of as happiness. So we avoid it, thinking about it. Try to fix it all the time. in order to develop that courage and perseverance. To become liberated, to do the mind transformation that's necessary. We need to consider the faults of cyclic existence. So considering physical pain and the avenues of physical pain, when we're sick or have a broken bone, how much that interferes with our life. How depressing it can be to be incapacitated by pain. Thinking too of the pains of old age, constant physical pain, aches, and the pain of dying from sickness or trauma. And then consider emotional pain, loss, the huge grief of losing people we love, when someone rejects us, or when we fail, this is that emotional suffering. So if you need to stretch or shift your posture, go ahead and do that now. But try to retain this as much as you can. Remembering that we're conscious, but in this not so we can become focused, but so that we can develop the determination to be free. We do not want the suffering anymore. This is the reality that I have experienced. So now consider the suffering of change. Those things that we thought would make us happy, how they disappointed us. The new car got old. The place we visited didn't live up to our expectations. We became bored with the new partner. Think of examples where you thought something you really wanted and worked for, then achieved, became not so great. The new job, the downsides of having children. This is the reality of believing that external conditions can give us lasting happiness. Sometimes the analogy is used of this type of suffering being like a honey-covered razor blade. That when you lick it, it tastes sweet, but then it cuts. easily. Become disillusioned with those things. That pleasure really does not last. And then we're left wanting something else, or wanting more. Constantly. The next, and the next, and the next. That craving state of mind. Getting hooked by those things time after time, and never being in the peace of contentment. Pulled by a craving. These habits are so ingrained in us. So it's very difficult to break free. So the next time the conditions arise, we think that will make me happy. That's what I need. That's what I want. And we become obsessed. And then we have the suffering of not getting what we want. I can't have that person. I can't do that thing. It's just not possible. Remember that pain. And yes, wanting that thing fades, but then something else comes along over and over again. Well, maybe we can be sure of one thing. Our bodies. We can exercise and make them strong. Enjoy them. And then they start falling apart. Just doesn't work anymore. Old age can't be fixed. And we're stuck in this cycle. Leading to, I want to be free. I do not want this mental attitude anymore. It keeps me here in the suffering cycle. Not fun. This is my reality right now. If I look at it with clarity and wisdom, attention to. Never knowing what's going to happen next. Not being able to count on anyone or anything. And wanting that stability. Wanting to be able to rely. Remembering that this isn't the end. There is a source of liberation. There's a way in which we can turn the mind so that we no longer have this suffering. Definitely emerging, liberating, stopping the cycle, freeing ourselves. We can do it. You're doing it already.